Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome again to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the truly amazing and, you know, fascinating concepts in Islam is the concept of jurisprudence that is contained within Islam. The reason being that Islamic jurisprudence is not just something or a set of rules that governs the individual life of a person. Rather, it is a set of rules that governs the entirety of a person's life, in all of its aspects and in all of its relationships. Meaning the relationship a person has with his Lord, the relationship a person has with himself or herself, the relationship a person has with other people, and the relationship a person has with other creation, be it the environment, animals, water, air, etc. One of those particular relationships that is of extreme importance in Islam, rather in human life, in all religions, this was something that is sanctified. That is the concept of marriage. The bond between two human beings in order for the continuation of human life on earth. This is something extremely important. That marriage is that foundation of both the society and the continuation of human existence. Procreation. Therefore, we see that Islam has a specific amount of rules that governs this particular important bond that, you know, unites not only two physical beings, but rather it unites two hearts, two souls. And this is what Islam intends to be, that it is via this bond that society, you know, improves, spreads, and continues to exist. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing a book that deals with the jurisprudential issues on the concept, or rather on the practice of marriage. Inshallah, see you then.
Special day, our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, 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 Barakallahu lakum.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have currently been discussing the concept of marriage in Islam and its importance. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that is, rather, it is a part of a larger book. This part is known as Marriage According to the Five Schools of Islamic Law. And actually, it is a part of a bigger book that is, you know, called, you know, Islamic Law According to the Five Schools. And this book has been written by Sheikh Jawad Mughniya, rahmatullah alayh, one of the great revolutionary and, you know, socially active scholars that of recent times. He passed away in 1979. And, you know, he has a lot of good books, a lot of good works, obviously all of them in Arabic. But this one, alhamdulillah, has been translated. The translations began in the Tawheed Journal. And then after the entire book was translated, it was then published in a complete book. He was also a person who was very concerned with Islamic unity. Hence, via the title of the book, The Five Schools of Islamic Law, we can see that, you know, he's pushed towards this unification of the Islamic Ummah and the Muslim community was something at the forefront of his thought. The first publication of this book was done by the Islamic Culture and Relations Organization, but they did not publish this book anymore. The book is now published by Ansari Publications in Qom, and obviously the entire book, not the section. So this section of marriage will be found in the larger book, which is the Five Schools of Islamic Law. However, one of the things that I would like to point out to my dear listeners, and hopefully the publisher will also listen, is that the translator's name is not printed on the book. Obviously, it took me a while to go and find out who the translator was, because obviously the book was written in Arabic. Therefore, I had to go to the original journals that were published in the Tawheed magazine and find out that the translator was a brother by the name of Mujahid Hussain. I do not know, you know, who he is or anything personally, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him for this great effort that he has done in translating this beautiful book of Sheikh Jawad Mughniya. The book has a preface and then is divided into 18 sections, discussing different jurisprudential issues that is related to the issue of marriage, such as the marriage contract, artificial insemination, the maintenance of the wife and the family, the equality amongst the would-be couple, meaning that they should be equal in terms of culture, in terms of language, upbringing, and so on and so forth, and other issues that are related to marriage. So hopefully, inshallah, and again, it is based upon not only the Shi'i school of thought, but the other schools of thought as well. That is the Hanafi, Hanbali, Shafi, and Maliki schools of Islamic law. Inshallah, we hope to see you in our next segment when we discuss this book a little bit further.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We are currently discussing the book Marriage. As I mentioned, this concept of marriage in the Five Schools of Islamic Law is actually a part of a larger book that is just titled Five Schools of Islamic Law that is written by Sheikh Jawad Mughniya, rahmatullah alayh. And we went through it and we said that, you know, this book covers the both the personal fiqh or the personal jurisprudence and those, you know, relationships or that jurisprudence that requires a person to interact with others, or social jurisprudence, if you like to call it that. It looks at these issues from the viewpoint of all schools of Islamic jurisprudence, that is the Shi'i school, the Hanafi school, the Maliki school, the Hanbali school, and the Shafi'i school. And it shows the differences of opinions regarding certain issues. One of those issues that the author brings in this book is the concept of witnesses. What do we mean by this? That at the time of the marriage contract, is it necessary for there to be witnesses or not? So the author starts and he says, witnesses. The Shafi, the Hanafi, and the Hanbali schools concur that the presence of witnesses is a necessary condition for a valid contract. The Hanafi school considers as sufficient the presence of two men, or a man and two women. However, if all the witnesses are women, the contract is not valid. This school does not consider adala, that is justice, as a condition for the acceptability of the witnesses. The Shafi and the Hanbali schools consider as necessary the presence of two male Muslim witnesses possessing the quality of justice or adala. According to the Malikis, the presence of witnesses is not necessary at the time of the contract, but their presence is necessary at the time when marriage is to be consummated. Therefore, if the contract is recited without the presence of witnesses, it is valid. But when the groom intends to consummate the marriage, it is incumbent upon him to have two witnesses. If the marriage is consummated without the witnesses, the contract becomes void necessarily. And this is considered as amounting to an irrevocable divorce. The Imamiyya, that is the Shia, do not consider the presence of witnesses as compulsory or wajib, but only as mustahab. So inshallah, we hope to see you again at another episode of Bookshelf. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.